Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, filling in for Alex, and we've got on the phone with us documentary filmmaker Bill Still, who just completed the documentary film Jekyll Island. And Jekyll Island tells a story of the Federal Reserve and really kind of underscores the fact that the Federal Reserve is not federal and they don't really have any reserves. And it's something that has was created to solve the problem of the business cycle, but it actually has made it quite bad, as Bill was just saying before we went to break. Bill, as they came in and set up the Federal Reserve, it was only just a few years after that we had the Great Depression, one of the largest depression, of course, the worst economic situation the world has seen worldwide.
Well, yeah, worldwide, but that was not the deepest depression in U.S. history. The years after the Civil War were actually the deepest depression, if you look at it from a percentage of money disappearing from the U.S. economy. I think it was 84%. The money in the system was reduced by 84% during those 30 years. And this led up to the bankers caused a series of booms and busts to try to justify bringing a massive centralized system, the Federal Reserve System, and that's really how we got it. And as I was getting ready to say before the break, there's a rumor going around that the Fed has a 100-year charter, and that's going to come up here on December 23rd. That's just not the case.
Right.
Initially, it was given only a 20-year charter, and there's a reason in corporate rulemaking, because the Fed is a corporation. They did admit that when they changed the law in 1927. There's some rule in corporate America that you don't want a corporation to last over 20 years. So they gave the Fed a 20-year charter, and then after only 13 years, they decided, well, we're going to jump in there and change it and make it indeterminate, as the law states. So in 1927, that was changed, and the Fed now has a perpetual charter.
So how do we get rid of the Fed?
Well, it's going to take tremendous public awareness, and I personally don't think it's going to happen until a lot more pain has been applied to the U.S. economy. Right now, we're in the mother of all bubbles with the stock market, and at some point, that's got to collapse. You just can't continue to expand the money supply logarithmically, and yet even now, we see unemployment rates and money going to the middle class. The middle class economic experience is no better than flat, despite the fact that we're the Fed is pumping an unlimited, and not an unlimited, but an unprecedented amount of money into the system, over $1 trillion a year. This has never happened before in U.S. history. And still, it's for the middle class, there's really no change. In fact, our purchasing power is continuing to go down. All this money is being concentrated to an ever greater degree in the hands of the banking class. And there's just no way around that. That is not going to turn around. It's going to do nothing but not only increase but accelerate the rate of increase until the system collapses. And at that point, then we can finally have an opportunity for real change, because people will see that the solutions that have been offered in the past were lies, just as Mr. Obama's health care bill. So that's the problem. We're going to have some more pain.
And we've seen this in the past. We've seen the World Bank under Robert McNamara going in and getting third world nations totally inundated with national debt. And the World Bank was criticized for what they called rent-seeking status. In other words, getting these countries so far in debt that they could never get out of it. And that's what we see happening throughout history, as your documentary points out. The banks will get countries so far into debt that they can never get out. And that's what they talk about, turning everybody into renters. Well, thank you very much for joining us today, Bill. And I really appreciate that. That documentary is Jekyll Island. And as we approach the 100th anniversary of the Federal Reserve, find out about its true history. Find out that it's not really federal and there's no reserve. It's a private bank that is destroying our country financially. We'll be right back.
Hi, friends. Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere. From all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents, radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
American Gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, filling in for Alex. Now, if you caught the show in the last segment, we were talking about eugenics with Anthony Gucciardi, a story leak, and we were asking people if they agreed with eugenics, if they agreed with the comment stream that we found on Reddit that said that Hitler gave eugenics a bad name. And so we've been taking some calls from people who wanted to defend eugenics or to defend abortion. We just had a lady say that she thought that abortion was justifiable homicide. We couldn't really pin her down as to how it was justified. But we've got some other people on the line who would like to talk to that I think support eugenics. We've got Kyle in Colorado. Kyle, what would you like to tell us about eugenics that you agree with?
Hello?
Hello, Kyle?
Yes.
You're on the air.
I think I know the argument they're sort of trying to make, the people who support eugenics.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the fact that we don't have enough food in our world. We don't have enough, resources, as they say. China, they go around and they only let the boys live. We have other cultures, though, who have has forced breeding. The Tahitians, they'd have to go have sex with their brothers and sisters before they could go out into the community.
Well, you know, the argument that we don't have enough food and water for people to eat, that's something that was made by Malthus back in the 18th century, and that's something that's been proven over and over again to be wrong, because people don't just come into society as useless eaters. They actually produce things on their own. I mean, which ones of the kids do we get rid of? Do we get rid of the Teslas? Do we get rid of the Beethovens? Who do we get rid of? How do we know?
I'm a father myself, and, you know, children are our future. What we need to do is come together as humans and respect the fact that what we're doing and the arguments that people have are just illusions per se. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know. I can't agree with state-run breeding like what the Spartans did or the Tahitians did. But, I mean, it has produced strong cultures over the centuries. I just believe that, you know, if you believe in, like, you know, murdering children and all that other stuff, you could just go to China because that's what they do there all the time.
But right. We've seen how that plays out.
They're still doing it all over the world. So do we, like, argue that is it right, or do we argue on how we need to stop it now? Because it's still going on.
Well, absolutely. Absolutely. And we need to stop it. And we need to do something that's radical. As they asked Dan Savage, they said, come up with a radical, controversial idea to improve the planet. Well, I think maybe respecting people, individual liberty, individual dignity and freedom. You know, it was a radical idea for B.F. Skinner to say that he was going to take away people's freedom and dignity. And it was a radical idea when Jefferson said that you can't do that. You can destroy somebody's life and their freedom, but you cannot disjoin those two things. They're essential to our personhood. And if you let somebody do that to someone who is weaker, someone who fits some arbitrary criteria, it's going to come back around to you. But let's see if somebody else wants to defend this. We've got Patty in Arizona. Patty, how do you feel about eugenics, abortion?
I feel that no man has the right to make that decision for another human being, that is their God-given right to have children. I have a daughter who was diagnosed developmentally slow. She's now 25. But after she got married, several years later, she got pregnant. And from the time she was 9, they had been telling me the county would come to me, send their health people and say, don't you think you should have her fixed? You know, she should never have children. Mm-hmm. And it was like, no, this is her decision, you know. And I had 2 beautiful granddaughters. They did not allow her to keep them. They fought her tooth and nail because they decided that wasn't going to happen, that she would not be an adequate parent. And she finally, after a year and a half after the first one, just gave up because they just gave her so much trouble.
So the state came by and confiscated her children because of what? Because of her IQ? Or, I mean, were there specific instances that they cited? What did they do?
She was back in Minnesota, and they were telling her, oh, you're going to be a great little mom, and you're going to keep your baby. And I finally called back there and said, quit lying to my daughter, because I know you people. And you are going to take her baby the minute it's born. I said, you better go tell her the truth. So a week later, they went back there and told her the truth and said, the minute you have this child, we're going to let you hold it one time, and then we already have a home for it. And that they were letting her think that she was going to be this great little mom and keep her child. Mm-hmm. And I finally told her, okay, come to Arizona. And she came here, but they had given her, wrote up all kinds of actually false statements about her from Minnesota, and they just kept at her. They'd let her...
So it's kind of like a pre-crime thing, right, based on who she was. I mean, if they're going to take the child at birth, then she hasn't at that point done anything to endanger the child.
No, absolutely. And they kept saying, well, anyway, she has 2 little daughters, and we've been very blessed that a foster mother has adopted both the children and has let her stay in their lives, and she gets to see them once a week. But she finally it wasn't going to matter what kind of hoops she jumped through. They were never going to let her keep those kids. Mm. But she had after she had her second child, she made the decision to get fixed. And that's what she wanted to do. And that was her choice. She was a grown woman. She was 24 years old, you know?
Right, right.
And,
yeah, it was too heartbreaking for her to have her children taken away. Well, that's a sad story. Thank you for telling us that. We should always remember that every human life is precious. I know so many people who have had mentally handicapped children, children with Down syndrome. These are wonderful children if you love them. And any parent who's had a Down syndrome child will tell you that it really is kind of what you make out of it. You know, God gives us different situations in life, and they can be a wonderful situation, or if we come at it with a different attitude, and it's a very challenging situation. I'm not undermining how challenging this is, but I can tell you over and over again, parents that I know that have had children with health consequences or mental consequences, and it's been one of the biggest blessings of their life, they'll tell you. Let's talk to Kyle in Maryland. Kyle, what do you think about eugenics?
All right. Before I answer on whether or not I believe that Hitler gave eugenics a bad name, can I ask you, what would be your definition of eugenics then?
What would be my definition of eugenics?
Yeah.
Well, eugenics literally means to improve the gene pool, and typically when people do that, they have some criteria where they think that people that have particular characteristics, whether that is a racial characteristic or whether those are characteristics of their mental capacity or it might be their physical capacity, that those people should be, first of all, sterilized and in many cases put down. That's my understanding of eugenics. What's yours?
Okay, so what you're saying is you think that eugenics is basically the physical or mental manipulation of humans into getting almost like an elite race or, you know, an elite humanity out there. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, tell us what your definition of it is.
Well, I would agree with you on that. But what I say, yes, I would say Hitler did give eugenics a bad name. And I would say that because I believe eugenics can be used in a good way, i.e. through everybody getting the right nutrition, the right education, you know, people not getting these vaccines, people not getting these genetically modified foods, people, you know, not being subjected to this horrible, you know, media, the music media, the entertainment, everything like that. It teaches people bad morals, bad values, and if people didn't have those types of
true, but I would say that eugenics is not that broadly construed to say this just generally improving the human condition, whether it's health or environment or educational exposure. I think eugenics is very, very particular in terms of selecting out, not only selecting what is good, but selecting what is good by eliminating what you perceive to be as bad.
Okay. And again, I agree with that. I mean, I perceive all these cancers, all these illnesses, all of them are bad. But through the type of eugenics, we can get rid of all these things. And, you know, obviously I don't agree with forced sterilization, forced abortions, anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, everybody's saying, oh, you have the right. I don't want to hear anybody say that, oh, you have the right, you have the free will to choose to kill your child. Nobody should have that right or that choice to kill a child. That's never right. And I admire you. When you just said that you have adopted children, there's so many good people out there that are out there to adopt children. And, like, for example, me and my wife, I got my wife pregnant when she was 18 years old. I'm 24 now. I had a son when I was 21, and I make $35,000 a year. She's a stay-at-home mom. We eat all organic. I don't want to hear people say that they, you can't get out of the system. You can't. You know, making only a certain amount of money, you can only do so much, because I get by just fine and can save plenty of money.
That's right. Sometimes those challenges are what we need in life. And like I said before, many people that I know that have had children with health issues, I was just handed this paper from the Asperger's Association of New England, and they were talking about how that's simply a high-functioning form of autism. And we've had a lot of people that they believe have had Asperger's syndrome. Some of them, Jane Austen, Emily Dickinson, even Thomas Edison, they say, well, whether or not that's true, it's still a human life. People still have a right to their own life and their liberty. And we'll be right back taking more calls.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
It's been said, those who control the food control the people. Are you concerned about GMO foods making you sick and affecting your mind? Many people suffer from lack of energy, insomnia, loss of stamina, weight gain, and the inability to think clearly. Genetically modified crops, processed foods, and toxic chemicals can compromise your health and are silently destroying your digestive system, which accounts for 80% of your immune system. Take back control of your health with Pro-EM1 Probiotic from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 Probiotic helps protect your body against irritable bowel syndrome, constipation, Crohn's disease, celiac disease, diabetes, the common cold, and much more. And including a powerful probiotic like Pro-EM1 as part of your daily routine puts you back in control and prevents you from becoming a mindless zombie manipulated by the pharmaceutical and GMO agendas. Call Terraganics at 866-369-3678 or visit Terraganics.com. TerraGanix.com.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere. From all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents, radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Protecting your home with a security system is a must. But when it comes to protecting your family, your home, and belongings, there's no need to sign a long-term contract. Listen, there is some real scum in the alarm business cashing in by locking you into long, punishing contracts. Not with Simply Safe Home Security. They're the good guys. You can trust Simply Safe to protect your family. Simply Safe was created by a Harvard Business School engineer, and it's revolutionary. You'll get 24-hour protection for just $14.99 a month. There are no hidden fees and no contracts. You'll save thousands. Plus, you're protected by their 100% money-back guarantee. Protect yourself against home invasions and break-ins. Order your Simply Safe system now and receive a wireless keychain remote, a $25 gift, free. So don't waste your time dealing with scum. Visit GetSimplySafe.com. GetSimplySafe.com. GetSimplySafe.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show. Because there's a war on for your mind.
Welcome back to The Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, filling in for Alex. And we've been talking since the bottom of the hour, last hour, Anthony Gucciardi came on, and we were talking about this Reddit stream that he found where people said Hitler gave eugenics a bad name. Amazing comments, amazing things you see people say when they can get on the internet and talk anonymously. You find out what they really think, and we saw some pretty amazing, some pretty scary comments on there. One of them says, well, we don't think that it should be mandatory, but let's make it fashionable. Let's make it trendy. Let's encourage people. Let's make them feel like they're dressed poorly or they're awkward if they have too many children, let's say. We've got callers that we're taking their opinions on it. We've got Tom in Maryland. We got him at the top of the line because he agrees with eugenics, and we want to know why. He wants to explain why he does. Tom, why do you agree with eugenics?
Well, real quick, just to segue on your last comment, at the risk of being labeled a Nazi, I do understand from reading and from various sources that Hitler forbade the use of nuclear weapons that could affect his troops. Don't know if it's true or not, but it's certainly a contrast to what we're doing with depleted uranium.
Oh, absolutely. I would say that after Operation Paperclip, we had a lot of Nazi scientists who came to the United States. And those types of operations that they have been doing in concentration camps on POW prisoners, on concentration camp prisoners, they continued those types of experiments at Fort Detrick and other places, nuclear, biological, chemical experiments. Anthony was talking about the plutonium experiments that they conducted on people. So there's been a lot of experimentation here in the United States, and we need to come to grips with the idea that just because we're America, that doesn't make us the good guys. Our American government has done things just like the Nazis have done, in some cases worse, and we should not give our own government a pass. That's a kind of tribalistic thinking that divorces the actual facts, the actual things that people are doing, and kind of says, well, we're good guys because we're Americans, they're bad guys because they're Nazis. And it's a kind of thinking that keeps us from actually looking at the policies of Hitler and making those comparisons here in the United States and say, look, we're making these same mistakes. We're heading down this same path. But go ahead. Tell us about what you think about eugenics.
That's for sure. But my point was, and maybe you can verify this through your sources, my point was that Hitler had a nuclear option and didn't use it. And I don't know what that says about him and his regime, which obviously was out of control, but I just wanted to make that point. Going to the eugenics question, though, what your other caller said a few calls back, if I can try to defend him a little bit, I think what he was trying to say is that we do have an actual concern over overpopulation. Gluttony is not good in any situation, and we can see that in certain countries, and I don't think it's up to any individual man or woman to make a decision over these
things. You know, we can go into an area that's got a very high population density like India, and we can say that the problems are the number of people that they have, but are they really the number of people that they have? Or is it maybe something that is like the kind of economic system that they live under, the kind of government that they live under? Could it be that if they had a different set of values there, if they had more liberty, more freedom, if they had a different kind of economic structure, perhaps it's the banks, perhaps it's central banks that are creating economic desperation there. You know, that happened in the United States, as we just talked about with the Federal Reserve. They created desperate conditions here in the United States because of fiscal policy. It wasn't because of the number of people that we had the Great Depression. It was because of banking policies. So when we look at that, it's not necessarily, you can't make the correlation that it's because we've got too many people.
I'm just making an observation. I think your views are going to meld with mine quite a bit. What I'm getting to is I think it's probably a combination of what you're saying, and I do think there are situations where, indeed, people are having too many kids that they simply can't care for. However, on the flip side of the coin, we have most governments, from my observations, luring people into entitlement and dependence as opposed to empowering. empowering them and educating them so that they can make sound and rational decisions.
Absolutely. That's been the goal of governments. And like I point out, it's not only just the communists and the socialists. They've taken it to a fine science. But it goes all the way back to Plato's time, where he wanted to destroy the family. Why? Because he wanted them to be totally dependent upon the government. He wanted them to see the government as the source of everything. Be dependent upon the government, just as you pointed out, for everything, whether it's food.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with nascent iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of nascent iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality nascent iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Hi, this is John Greenhut, the CEO of Paraswabs, and I know how important a great smile is during the holidays. If you want to have your aunts, uncles, nieces, and nephews in awe, then whiten your teeth. It's believed that a great smile improves your looks more than losing weight. A recent study of 2,000 people said you can look up to 13 years younger if you have whiter teeth. If you want to erase yellow stained teeth in just 5 minutes a day, then try Paraswabs. What makes Paraswabs better is that it works on natural teeth and veneers. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes and you're done. In 5 minutes, you'll see an average of 2 shades whiter teeth. And in 7 days, 6 shades. Call now and try it risk-free. 1-800-671-0298. That's 1-800-671-0298. I guarantee your friends and family will love your new white smile. Get it risk-free. 1-800-671-0298. That's 1-800-671-0298.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
Generals gathered in their masses, just like witches at black masses. Evil minds that plot destruction.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, filling in for Alex, and we're not going to be talking about witches at black magic. We've already talked about that, abortion clinics. I've got Jakari Jackson joining me here. We got some breaking news here in Austin that we're going to talk about. I apologize to the people who've called in to talk about eugenics. We're going to move on to another topic now. We're going to flush those lines. But, you know, we had one of the callers who talked to us was really kind of, I think, confusing eugenics with just kind of improving the human condition and saying there are things that we can do to help people's health, things that are damaging us genetically in the environment. And he was absolutely right. One of the things that you can do for yourself to help you from chemicals that are damaging you and the environment is Survival Shield from InfoWarsStore.com. Actually, it's InfoWars Health. You can get that. We just got a shipment of that in. That helps to protect you from the harmful chemicals that are so prevalent in our environment now. And it is one way that you can help yourself and help your family. It's not necessarily going to turn you into the super race or some kind of a eugenics thing, but it will improve your health. It will make you feel much better, and it will protect you against many of these harmful effects that are present every day in what you get. That's Survival Shield from InfoWarsHealth.com. InfoWarsLife.com, yes. And we got Jakari Jackson now. Jakari, you got some information about something that's happening here in Austin. Now, it's happening in Austin, but this is something that's happening all over the country, as just learned earlier this week.
Right.
Tell us what's going on here.
Now, I was looking at the local news today, and, you know, we have a lot of events here in Austin. It's a very happening city. We have the UT football games. We have the Formula One racetrack concerts, South by Southwest, all kinds of things.
Mm-hmm.
So they brought in the police chief from Boston to talk to Acevedo and police chief Art Acevedo here in the city of Austin to talk about terrorism preparedness and things that we could do to prepare. And I have this clip queued up, and I want to play this clip and get your comment on it.
Yeah, let's go there. Go ahead and play the clip, guys.
To put more eyes on the street, APD is also relying heavily on technology. They have a public safety camera system that continues to grow, helping them solve crimes within minutes.
We know that there's a tremendous number of cameras in the private sector, and right now we're working to try to get those private cameras in public places tied into our system so we can use those non-governmental cameras.
To put more eyes on the street, APD is also relying heavily on
full use, which means that if you have, let's say you have a restaurant on 6th Street, the very happening street here in Austin, they want to be able to tap into those cameras. Now, obviously, if we had a situation like a Boston bombing or, you know, somebody mugged in the back alley, you know, hopefully the business owner would provide the information to the police. But to say that we want to be able to tap into your video feed anytime we choose to, that's a very unsettling thing.
We've seen it happen over and over again where there's an incident like 9/11 or a shooting, and they come in and they take the recordings, they confiscate the recordings from the private companies, and we never see them again.
Yeah, and that's exactly what happened when you said with 9/11 with the Pentagon.
Yeah.
You know, with all the cameras around the Pentagon, and they came to the various hotels and gas stations and what have you and confiscated those tapes. They've not seen the light of day, and then they show you this these few still images of the object striking the Pentagon.
That's right. And when they've got cameras themselves spaced every few feet all the way around the perimeter of the Pentagon from every different angle, and then they never showed us any of those. They confiscated the private cameras, and so now they're doing this. But I think there's something else going on here, too, and that is it was just a couple of days ago, and this was linked on Drudge, how malls are preparing to keep shoppers safe this holiday season by sending their camera feeds directly to the police department.
Oh, that's so lovely.
Yeah, and I think people are starting to understand that, even implicitly, they're understanding that the next place we're going to see violence is the malls, because the TSA wants to continue to metastasize throughout society with these unconstitutional searches that they're doing.
Oh, exactly, exactly. And you always see these movies, these futuristic video games and so forth. And my question is, in my mind, you know, how do they get so much surveillance? How do the people stand idly by and allow the police and the police state to place all these cameras everywhere? Because, you know, they have the traffic cams and, you know, other places.
Yeah.
But, you know, how do they get pretty much a 360 view of the city? And it's things like this. And it sounds good at the first. You know, you may catch a mug. You may catch, you know, a bank robber or two, but you're also giving up your privacy.
Yeah.
Now the city of Austin, and which goes into a larger feed, I'm sure, can tap in and just watch you doing mundane activities, which could be mundane. It could be damning to you if you're doing, if you're one of these thought criminals, if you have on the wrong Halloween costume.
Well, going back to what happens when there is an incident, take the LA shooting, for example,
right
at the airport. We had all kinds of conflicting stories about what the shooter looked like.
Mm-hmm.
First eyewitness reports that came out, and the first reports from law enforcement were that he was wearing a blue TSA uniform.
Right.
We heard that he was a heavyset man, and the guy who was saying this said he's much heavier than me, and that guy was fairly heavy. And then everything switches, and we see that, no, he was actually wearing a camouflage uniform. No, he was actually a thin 23-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
we hear different descriptions of the gun that's being used.
Right.
The early witnesses, eyewitness reports, said that he was the first shots were made by this guy wearing a blue uniform with a pump shotgun,
mm-hmm.
and then he switched to a pistol. Then, when the official story comes out, it's now an AR-15,
and
which
is
the
big difference to go between a shotgun to a pistol to an AR-15.
Well, that's the gun that they want to demonize all the time, right? It's the quote-unquote assault rifle. And yet, talking about these cameras, have we seen anything to back up this radical change of narrative? This is why people don't believe the government's official stories.
Mm-hmm.
That and the fact that the timing is so suspicious as to why they would do this.
Yes, and I also want to talk more about drills, David, because you talked about the LAX shooting.
Mm-hmm.
And let's talk just for a second about the drill that was going on, because we saw the police chief come out and said, yeah, we were running this exact same drill 2 or 3 weeks ago. And, you know, the two guys in the back, you know, they're doing this,
mm-hmm.
they're doing
mm-hmm.
this. I'm like, oh, man, he shouldn't have said that. And you know, we see these drills happening all the time. We don't just see them here. We see them at Oklahoma City and other places.
Yes.
And as well-meaning as these police may be, I'm not saying that everybody's in on, you know, whatever may have gone on. But as well-meaning as they may be, even with these drills, they cannot protect you all the time. And I think that's something that people need to take away from these situations. Because I just did a story last night on the nightly news about a woman who had multiple complaints against her ex-boyfriend. And they said, you know, please come help me. State troopers come and help me. And they said they were, quote, too busy to respond to her incident. We also see the situations up in Detroit. The police say, come here at your own risk. We cannot protect you. But back to the drills, we saw the police chief at LAX say that they were running the same drill. And it is very unsettling to me and also to other people because we see these all the time with these following these mass shootings or before or even simultaneous with these mass shootings and bombings and so forth.
It gives them a way and. They're doing so many drills now that they're kind of covering it up that way. But we've seen over and over again, like you said, the exact same scenario, at exactly the same time, at exactly the same place. And when they're doing a false flag, what that allows them to do is, if they're caught, they can say it's simply a drill.
Mm-hmm.
It also means that those first responders who are not in on what's happening think that it's part of the drill.
Right.
So they back off and they don't respond as quickly. And so that's what we're concerned about. When we see a drill, the first thing we look at, we see a drill, we see all kinds of descriptions of what's happening there that are conflicting radically. We see the story radically changing. We see no footage of what actually happened. Just like in Boston, we never saw the footage mm-hmm. of the brothers, except the fact that they were walking around the corner of a building with backpacks on. We never saw the footage of them actually setting bags down, as we were told by the governor. And then when they questioned him further on it, he said, well, I actually didn't see the footage. It was described to me by the FBI. So even the governor had not been shown this footage. Even though they've got cameras everywhere, even though they're tapping in now to private cameras, we're still not allowed to see this. And we're supposed to credulously believe everything that the government tells us. And if they change the story 180 degrees tomorrow, we're supposed to just say, oh, well, that's the new reality, and forget what they told us the very day before.
Exactly. But you brought up Boston, and remember the drill, the University of Mobile coach, I believe it was, the track coach.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, you know, when the thing was going on, they said, don't worry, this is just a drill. You know, and then they said, I believe it was the Boston Globe reported that they were having a bomb explosion or a mock bomb explosion, something along those lines. At the same time, you know, it's all these drills going on. Dan Badani's up there asking questions, are there drills? I say, no, they're not drills. Well, the Boston Globe reported it. We have eyewitness accounts of it or ear witness accounts of it, people hearing it.
Mm-hmm.
But that doesn't mean anything.
But it's still the issue that the TSA, as we know, can't protect anybody.
Mm-hmm.
Security experts have been telling us all along that everything that's going on in the airports, and you know it if you've been there, you know that there's nothing that they're doing that is effective. We know.
Even in LAX there, one of their own employees, one of the contractors, run around throwing ice bombs scaring people. I mean, they're terrorizing themselves.
That's right. But the guy who created it, the congressman from Florida, said that he wanted to get rid of his bastard child because their success rate was so low when they sent trial people through with bombs or with guns, that they were not interjecting, they were not catching those things. And so he said it's totally ineffective. And everybody knows that it's not effective. John Corbett, who filed this lawsuit against the TSA, he pointed out in the lawsuit that what they have done with these new procedures, these invasive procedures, the naked body scanners, the invasive pat-downs that violate our Fourth Amendment protection, violate our dignity, our freedom. So what they've done is they've created massive lines at the entrance to the airport.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got a mass of people just standing around like targets.
Oh, yeah.
And somebody can walk up there that hasn't gone through screening and just start massively killing people, because especially in California, it's pretty much
gun-free zone throughout the state.
Pretty
but
much.
Certainly at the airports. But in those airports, they know that nobody's going to be armed. And so they can basically kill the people that are waiting to go through these invasive procedures. I think it's also very important to realize that John Corbett's lawsuit was published by the government on pacer.gov. They published both a, they published an unredacted version of his lawsuit.
Mm-hmm.
He was able through discovery to look at their documents and see that they knew that there was no threat against airplanes or airports.
It's
and they have known this for a long time. Exactly. They've known this for a long time. They do not want people to realize that we're being harassed at the airports
mm-hmm.
because when there's no threat against us. They didn't want that to come out. They desperately needed a threat. And we know that they're aware of this because when he came on the show, he's been on the show with, I interviewed him, Alex has interviewed him a couple of times. We've done articles about the lawsuit because it was very interesting. Pacer.gov is the place where all the federal lawsuits are posted. And the government mistakenly posted the unredacted version.
Yes.
So we can see what the TSA doesn't want us to know. The TSA does not want us to know that there is no threat that they're protecting us from. And when they did that, they took it down.
In the first place, you know, people slide through all the time with drugs and whatever else. And it's a very arbitrary thing with sometimes, you know, you don't even go through the naked body scanner. They may have you go through the, through just a pat down or something else. And I don't like the pat down either.
Yeah.
You know, a pat down agent isn't going to catch something that could be seen on an X-ray scanner.
And John Corbett had produced a video. He's quite an activist on the TSA. He had produced a video. There you go. We got somebody
here. Now, listen, it's torturing me seeing that newscast. We can do this on the nightly news or something. We can look it up on that whole camera deal. That started in Homeland Security about 10 years ago in New York, D.C., and Boston. That's why they're here. Mm-hmm. That's really an NSA Homeland Security deal. And then they're trying to make it the law that if you're a business, you've got to wire through. You get insurance discounts, including cameras inside.
Mm.
And I remember when they first put these cameras in 20 years ago, oh, it's never for surveillance, it's for traffic.
Mm-hmm.
So the whole point is the government staging the terror attacks.
Right.
So, I mean, I just saw you guys talking about it. And, you know, for me, that's really the big point here is that we need to understand that Arde Saveda is definitely on the tip of the spear right into Texas with the feds to bring in these control grids
mm-hmm.
that you can believe. If just like the Boston bombing, they had thousands of cameras in and they cover up all the contractors and the backpacks and the Saudis and the dead bodies. And I mean, they staged it.
Right.
Okay. And the Boston police covered it up. Our reporter was there.
Mm-hmm.
They came in. The Secret Service said, shut up. Don't ask questions. FBI. And the government did that, period. It's a false flag. It's like Gladio. It's on record. We proved it. And they, you know, we know what they've done. So getting back to the TSA, we got that contest going, $10,000 to do a video on the TSA and NSA since they're trying to go after folks saying you can't criticize them. We need to have folks go to the YouTube channel. It's the featured deal and watch that and get it out to folks and have all the filmmakers do this because when they try to censor free speech, we redouble down. Sorry to interrupt you guys.
That's right. January 7th.
I don't mean to be like sitting here like Igor sitting on his shoulder. I got to get in the microphone here. But anyways, folks, it's time to get angry and stand up to these people. They're trying to take over right now.
That's right. One of the things that they hate is to be made fun of. And this is your perfect opportunity. And you can take satisfaction in that. Plus, you can also win $10,000. And that date is
a great way to start off the year.
January the 7th, I think it is.
The deadline.
Yeah. Yeah.
You can go to Infowars.com and get the full contest rules. We always stress to people, follow the contest rules. David, you judge the contest. I've judged the contest.
That's right.
And a lot of the problems we have is people that don't follow the rules. So make sure you follow all the rules. Get it in on time, the proper length. There's rules like no profanity and so forth. So make sure you follow those guidelines.
It's a way to really get under their skin. They hate that. They knew what was going on with the John Corbett lawsuit as well. As soon as we had him on, they put a gag order on him and said, you can't talk about that. So he could talk about the fact that he had been gagged and his First Amendment rights have been shut up. But the stuff is out there. It's in public domain now. The fact that he quoted these documents from the TSA internally saying that terrorists were simply working on fundraising, recruiting, and propagandizing. And that's exactly what we see the TSA doing.
Mm-hmm.
They're recruiting, fundraising, and propagandizing
us. Terrorists have won.
Absolutely.
agenda is to change our way of life, whoever the terrorist may be, and may not always be Al-Qaeda. You know, whoever the terrorist is, their goal is to change our way of life. And now we have to, they laugh. I bet they watch these reports and laugh. Aha, you get felt up at the airport. You get naked body scanned. They're tapping into your private security fees. They're tapping into your phone. They're doing all this. They've won.
That's right. And we see the metastasizing security state, as Alex pointed out, having these cameras everywhere and feeding them back to the government, to their fusion centers, so that they can watch us. It's an absolute total surveillance state.
Mm-hmm.
It's everything in your digital life, everything in your physical life. They want to track your cars. They want to know how much you've driven, where you've driven, when you've driven. They want to tax you, and they want to control you.
Oh, yeah, they want to control your internet searches.
That's right.
All of that.
Yeah.
Now, David, I have some more news. We're talking about these drills at LAX. And I just want to bring people's attention. I've gotten some emails and some things on the tip share telling us about drills that are going on this very weekend here in the state of Texas. Now, these are in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. And from what I understand, it's multiple drills at multiple locations, so I don't know all the details on it. And here's one, if we can pull up that article from the Arlington Voice. Amid opposition, council approves Urban Shield exercise. Now, Urban Shield also did a drill in Boston before the Boston bombing, and we saw how effective that was at actually stopping a terrorist event.
They just had an Urban Shield in California towards the end of October, too.
Yes, yes. So, I mean, these things are...
And then we had a shooting in L.A.
Yeah.
wasn't exactly the same area, but it's kind of interesting.
Similar things. Now, if you look, the article says, Urban Shield is described as a full-scale exercise meant to test North Texas's ability to respond to simultaneous terrorist attacks and emergency scenarios. And I know we're going to break, so we can talk a little bit more about this on the other side.
All right, we'll be right back. I'm here in studio with Jakari Jackson. And we're talking about the burgeoning, metastasizing police state. Cameras everywhere and drills constantly being conducted against you. We'll be right back.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified, super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
My name is Josh. One World Way is the best in the market, hands down. I'm in the U.S. Navy, and I live a very active lifestyle. Being a vegetarian, it's hard getting all the protein I need. I tried the vegan protein powders, and I just wasn't feeling any change. The meathead supplement store whey protein kind of worked for a bit, but it left me feeling bloated, and my digestion seemed to slow down. By some divine stroke of luck, I heard a commercial of One World Way on the radio, and it struck my interest. I have to tell you, I am so glad I got it. I have been taking it for a week, and the results are amazing. I don't feel tired when I have to get up at 4:30 a.m. I look and feel better. I recover faster from my two workouts a day. When I don't have time to eat good food, I take it, and I don't feel the urge to stuff my face for hours. I got up this morning, and I looked the leanest I've looked since high school. I can go on and on. The best I can do to repay you is buy more and tell my friends.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere. From all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents, radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight filling in for Alex, and I'm joined here in studio with Jakari Jackson. And we've just been talking about the traveling road show that the government has, training for economic collapse or shutting off all of the food stamps or crashing the dollar or whatever. It seems like everything the government is doing domestically is gearing up for this impending crash. And now we've got Operation Urban Shield coming to Dallas, don't we?
That's exactly right, David. Now, Urban Shield is going to be taking place in Dallas this weekend in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. It's not just Dallas, but also Fort Worth and the surrounding towns. So there will be over 50 first responder teams, 50 teams, not 50 individuals, but 50 teams in 14 host sites. Now, you can go to...
Training website. To take you out.
Yes, if you go to...
Training to keep you under their thumb.
North Central Texas Council of Governments. That's the North Central Texas Council of Governments. You can go and get a list of some of their activities. And we want our InfoWars to go out and film these. Don't stand in the street blocking the event or whatever, but just stand on the sidelines, get the best view you can, put it on YouTube and send it to us, because people always ask, how can I get involved?
Right.
How can I help? Just go film these things, send them to us, and we'll put it up on InfoWars.com.
Absolutely. Now, Obama was just in Dallas defending Obamacare, and we've got this clip from it. Let's take a look at what he was just yesterday. He was in Dallas, so let's take a look at what he had to say.
If you've got health care already, then you can keep your plan if you are satisfied with it.
If you like the plan you have, you can keep it.
I intend to keep this promise. If you like your health care plan, you'll be able to keep your health care plan.
If you like your plan and your doctor, you can keep them.
You'll be able to keep your health care plan.
If you like your plan, you keep your plan.
If you like your doctor, you like your plan, you can keep your doctor. You can keep your plan.
If you like your current insurance, you keep that insurance. Period.
One of the things that sometimes gets me a little frustrated, although I understand it because I'm in politics, is folks who are complaining about how the website's not working. The first month, I've not been happy with them. You've all heard about the website woes. Nothing drives me more crazy than the fact that right now there's great insurance to be had out there, choice and competition, where people can save money for a better product, except too many folks haven't been able to get through the website. Now, this is like having a really good product in a store and the cash registers don't work and there aren't enough parking spots and nobody can get through the door, and so
we're
working overtime to get this fixed.
Now, as you recall, David, we had John McAfee of McAfee Antivirus Software here in studio, and he said he was asked to participate in the Obamacare website. He said flat out that site is not designed to work. Adams said the same thing.
It's amazing to hear him defend this, because what he is doing is he's saying, you know, there's great insurance to be had out there, but we've created this massive bottleneck that you can't get to it. So it's still a great plan, but you just can't get to it because we've created a bottleneck. The government does that everywhere. They do it whenever there's a major disaster and FEMA comes in. They create a bottleneck.
Mm-hmm.
They keep private individuals, churches, charities from being able to deliver stuff to people who need it. They always create this bottleneck, and that's all this website, that's all Obamacare is. But, you know, I mentioned at the beginning of the program, what we're getting now are the un-election returns. You know, it's not just the election that was Tuesday, but we're finding out that you got 900,000 people kicked out of their plans that they wanted,
mm-hmm.
plans that they chose, plans that they thought were good, plans that, in fact, were better because they had deductibles that were anywhere from two to five times cheaper.
Yeah.
They had insurance monthly payments that were 2 to 5 times cheaper as well. We see another 250,000 people unelected from their choices mm-hmm. in California and Colorado. So it's going on everywhere.
Oh, definitely. So if this is what you wanted, if this is what you wanted with the Obamacare, now you have it.
Great. Great defense. Yeah, it's a great product. You just can't get to it because of his poorly designed, untested, unfinished website. Well, that's it for today. Alex will be back tomorrow. Join us then.
InfoWars Nightly News tonight.
That's right.
you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere. From all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents, radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with nascent iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of nascent iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality nascent iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.